Good morning. This is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Sunday, January 5th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Cook City Motorsports and Spark R&D. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Yesterday afternoon, a quick winter storm dropped 1 to 2 inches of snow near Bozeman, Big Sky, and Cook City. West to southwest wind was strong at 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 40 to 60 miles per hour for most of yesterday. This morning, west wind is 15 to 30 miles per hour and temperatures are single digits to low teens Fahrenheit. Today, temperatures will be teens to low 20s and wind will remain westerly at 15 to 30 miles per hour. This afternoon, light snow showers will begin with 2 to 4 inches possible near Cook City and West Yellowstone and 1 to 2 inches elsewhere by tomorrow morning. More snow is expected tomorrow night with highest amounts near Cook City. Yesterday on Buck Ridge near Big Sky, three snowmobilers were caught in a very large avalanche that broke 4 to 6 feet deep and 1,500 feet wide on sugary snow at the base of the snowpack. Two of them were partially buried to their waist. Luckily, all were unharmed, but this could have been a tragedy. The last 2 days, similar large avalanches were triggered and broke naturally on sugary, persistent weak layers deep in the snowpack. These include the close call mentioned above, a natural slide on Saddle Peak, a natural avalanche on Yellow Mountain near Big Sky, and large avalanches triggered by Big Sky and Bridger Bowl ski patrols during control work. Today, throughout the advisory area, similar deadly avalanches are possible to trigger. See our photos page and avalanche activity log on our website for a comprehensive look at the types of slides that are possible. Today, the snowpack gets a break from loading by heavy snow and strong wind and will slowly begin to stabilize. Avalanches breaking on persistent weak layers are becoming harder to trigger, but the consequences are high, whether a slide is 1 foot or 4 feet deep. These slides break wide and can be triggered from lower angle terrain below steep slopes. Warning signs like collapsing and natural avalanches may not be present. Your best strategy is to avoid suspect terrain. Avoid slopes that are heavily wind-loaded, identifiable by large overhanging cornices or big round pillows of snow. Be cautious of any steep slope with fresh drifts. Smaller avalanches can also break within drifts of recent snow, and these are most hazardous where debris can pile deep or push you into trees or cliffs. Look for slopes protected from recent wind and carefully assess the snowpack and terrain before riding on slopes steeper than 30 degrees. Avalanches are possible to trigger and have the potential to be very large today. Avalanche danger is rated moderate throughout the advisory area. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great day.